Hey, good morning, everyone. This is the award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris here with another Entrepreneurship Report. A lot of you guys may or may not know me. If you don't know me, I want to welcome you to my podcast. I want to welcome you to my SoundCloud, wherever my radio broadcast, wherever you may be listening. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am an award-winning entrepreneur, have won awards on multiple levels in entrepreneurship. I also have been a proud builder of my own brand, where I specialize in a tax and accounting, and I was able to build a multinational brand all over the nation and have several offices today across the country. And I am so glad that I was able to build this with 16 years of experience of building entrepreneurship and building my own accounting firm. I've been working with entrepreneurs for multiple years, have seen hundreds come through my system, and I've seen a lot of my entrepreneurs become successful. And the beautiful thing about me is the fact that because I am the accountant, I get to see all the numbers. So I get inside information that a lot of people don't know that a lot of people may or may not know about. So I want to welcome you guys today to my broadcast. Today I want to talk to you guys about Let's Talk Contracts. And let's get it. Let's Talk Contracts with award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris. So the first thing that I want to talk to you guys is about this. Is it in writing? One thing about a contract is that it must be in writing. It must be in writing. Why in writing? Because that's the only way we're going to define the terms of what we're agreeing to. A lot of people are out here running their business, and they're out here doing things, and they're not putting in writing. Okay, you got to start with the first step. Let's put it in writing. Send me an email with the details. A lot of people don't want to send emails. You got to get them sending you emails. I found out emails is a legal binding agreement, especially when you get both parties agreeing and signing their signature. That can be a legal binding agreement. So you want to, let's talk about it. Is it in writing? Okay, number one is it in writing? Now this is critical. Keep it simple. You guys don't need a lot of thee and thous and this and da da da. And you know how they try to make the writing all complex? No, I'm not signing anything I don't understand. And if I got to get an attorney to read it, then guess what? I probably shouldn't be doing business with you. It's very, very critical that when we're doing our contracts, we put them in writing, but we want to keep it simple. Let's talk about simplicity. Let's talk in language I can understand. I do not want to listen to you guys talk to me in old English. That's how all the contracts are written. This party, the less power party of this. Listen, I don't want to talk to you in old English. I need you to talk to me in regular English terms. I need you to talk to me about things I can understand and things I can really grab hold to. So let's keep it simple. Number three, do you know who you're dealing with? A lot of people don't spend enough time vetting the people that they're dealing with. And because they're not vetting the person that they're dealing with, what happens is they get involved with people that they shouldn't get involved with. Why? Because they do not understand how to really, really wrap themselves into this person, because they don't understand the person. How can you do business with someone you don't understand? Look at your name and say, do you understand me? Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Do you really, really understand me? And a lot of people do not understand me, and they don't understand how to do business with me. So guess what? The relationship is doomed for failure already. So you guys make sure that you also understand that you got to know the person you're dealing with. Do your reference checks. Find out who these people are that you're dealing with. Remember, it's critical that you find out who they are. Why? Because you're going to be putting a lot of money and time and investment and things of that nature into them. So you want to make sure that you know who you're dealing with. Okay. Make sure you know who you're dealing with. All right. The next one is, what's the details? This is the thing that everyone gets hung up on. They don't understand the details. What is it that we are defining? Okay, if I'm going to do your accounting work, you're paying me to do your accounting work, okay? And then once I get done with the accounting work, you pay me a fee, or you pay me upfront, or you give me, 50%, or you give me 50%, 50-50, okay? Whichever one you decide to do, what's the details? Make sure you know what are the details that you are agreeing to and how those details are going to work out. And the devil's in the details, as they always say, the devil's in the details, because people all be trying to slide stuff into contracts and all that other stuff. And you cannot do that if you're going to win, especially if you trust the person that you're with. You know, if you're dealing with a person that you trust, then, hey, you may not have to worry about so many extra stuff, so many extra things. But it's very, very critical that you do understand that the person that you're doing business with, you don't want to ruin the relationship that you do have. And that's why it's better to put everything in writing so people can see face to face. This is what it is. Put it in an invoice. Hey, this is the invoice. This is what it's going to be. This is how much it's going to cost. This is what it looks like that I feel that I should agree upon. And this is what you should agree upon as well. Okay. How are you going to get paid? Tell somebody, show me the money. Show me the money. How am I going to get paid? Once I get done doing all this stuff for you, going crazy, because, you know, people always want you to be doing extra stuff for them. You know, the contract says one thing, then they want you running around doing another thing. Listen, you better have them details in the contract. And then you need to say, where's my money? Where is my money? I need my money, okay? When I get done with this, I need my money pronto, okay? I look at when my employees and my subcontractors work for me, they be like, where's my money, OD? I need my money. I did what I need to do. I need my money. And this is what you guys need to understand. People want to get paid. And when they get paid, listen, boo, everything turns out okay when they get paid. But if you are not paying people, guess what? They're going to get real frustrated real quick with you. And that's why I say everything goes back to the contract. How you getting paid is going to go into the contract. If you do 50% up front, 50% here, 50% there, you got to make sure you're getting paid. Why? Because people will not pay you. I'm a witness. People will not pay you. They will automatically assume that you did it for them for free. And we know around these people, we ain't doing nothing for free for nobody, okay? So you got to make sure that you put in the details how you're going to get paid. And listen, it's okay for you to put in your contract that you want to get paid as you go. It's okay. Say, okay, so this contract that I'm doing right now, I want to get 50% up front. I want to get 25% up front. I want a deposit. I want a non-refundable fee. You know, you could do this type of stuff. You know how you could put an administrator fee? Hey, to process your paperwork, regardless if we go through or not, guess what? It's going to be $100 non-refundable fee, even if you don't decide to go through with this. And then you got to put penalties in there, because some people, what I realize is this, they will back out of their contract. I just had somebody call me the other day that's doing a great event, and someone at the last minute backed out on them. And guess what? That's a problem to me. That is a problem to me. And so why is that a problem to me? Because we have to make sure we spend time understanding the details. And when you understand the details, you understand how you're going to get paid and when you're going to get paid and what's going to happen next. That's why I say the devil is in the details, because a lot of people don't realize how much they can actually accomplish and do when they're actually paying attention to the details that's in the contract. And I told, I was watching these judge shows, and I had conferred, just kind of talking to my attorney. I said, I seen somebody write like an agreement on a napkin and they both signed it. Is that still a legal binding contract? And my attorney said, yes, it is. It's a legal binding contract. So I don't care what it is. Make people put stuff in writing. If you're going to pay me, I need you to put that in writing. You're going to just minimally say you're going to pay me for my services until we get in a contract, a full blown contract. But you got to put that out there. Why? Because people will have you running around doing everything for free. And we can't be doing that as entrepreneurs, because look at me, I'm an entrepreneur. I can't get paid later. I got to get paid now. Have you ever worked a 40-hour job and the boss says, listen, I ain't going to pay you to 2 months from now? Have you ever experienced that? Hey, I'm going to pay you 5 months from now. That's the same thing with entrepreneurs. We cannot be discounted. Don't come and do business with me and you don't want to pay me for my services. Don't do business with me. Just don't waste my time anymore. I am trying to win, and I cannot win if you don't pay me my money. Look at your neighbor and say, where is my money at, friend? Where is my money at? Because y'all trying to play me, and I know you got my money. And this is the problem. This is the bigger problem that we have in our community, in our society, with entrepreneurs. They think our money, because you're a successful entrepreneur, they think our money automatically just appears simultaneously. It does not. When you don't pay me, I don't get nothing from my family. Okay. You don't pay me, I get nothing from my family. All right. And if my family is not fed, then guess what? You and I, we got some problems, all right? So make sure you put that in there and say, how are you going to get paid? How much you want to get paid for the services? And then watch this. Sometimes you got to have an addendum for additional services that may be added. How are you going to deal with additional services that you may add along the way? Okay, so you know, you're making sure that your contract's in point, but you got to also make sure that how are you going to get paid if you do extra work? And this is the biggest thing that people miss. They don't put in their contract how they're going to get paid for extra work, and they miss a whole situation all by itself. The next one is, how would you resolve your problems? Hey, you and I, we got some problems, okay? You and I, we got some problems. How am I going to resolve these problems if you and I run into a conflict? Okay, how am I going to resolve the problems if you and I run into a conflict and if we run into a situation and we don't agree? You got to find a way to agree. You got to find a way to actually ask yourself, how are we going to agree if we are not agreeing? How are we going to agree if we're not agreeing? And what that is called is mediation arbitration. Mediation, arbitration, and you want to figure out where you're going to mediate, who's going to be the in-between person. The worst thing I hate to see is people going to court over foolishness because the other party don't want to communicate. Come on, let's communicate, people. I see you, sir. Let's communicate. Let's figure out what we can do to win. Let's figure out how we're going to help each other win, but let's communicate. And this is what goes back to part three. Is, do you know who you're dealing with? Who you have a relationship with? Who are you winning with? Okay, this is the biggest thing, because if I know who I'm dealing with, I know they're a trustworthy, integral person, maybe I don't have to worry about all this stuff. But if we don't agree, how are we going to agree? And I don't see the best of friends get into fights, arguments, and disputes over money. And friendships and empires have been destroyed because of money. Okay, and you want to make sure that you keep your money on point. You want to make sure that you keep everything that you got going on point. And I'm going to tell you one thing that I found out being an entrepreneur is that a lot of people will test you. And you have to be careful, because they will test you. They will try to play around with you, and don't let them test you. And he said, yep, a lot of people is messed up because when the parties don't communicate, that's where the biggest problem is. People don't communicate. And they think, I don't understand why people think something's going to get resolved when you stop communicating to the other party. If you stop communicating to me, how are we going to ever get anything resolved? And that's the biggest problem that entrepreneurs and us business owners have, is because when we stop communicating is when we have the biggest problems, the biggest fights, the biggest disagreements. And guess what? You may not like each other and you may not be wanting to deal with each other, but if you are in business together with each other, you got to make sure that you communicate on a regular civil basis. The next one, keep it confidential. Stop telling everybody all your business, okay? Stop telling everybody all your business. Stop telling everybody all your details of what you got going on with this person, that person. See, I don't tell everybody my business. I don't want everybody to know the details of my contract. Why? Because it's nobody else's business. Don't be the person in the community telling everybody all your business. The most embarrassing thing that I see is that people are in the community telling everybody all their business. Shut your mouth. Be quiet. Stop telling everybody who you doing business with. And it's funny because people be surprised, like, oh, you do business with OD? Yeah, I didn't know that. Of course you didn't know that. It's none of your business. It's none of your business. Why is it your business who I'm doing business with? Okay? Keep your contracts secret, quiet. Because let me tell you, I found this out. There's haters out there. Okay, y'all? When they see you succeeding, they're going to try to figure out a way to bring you down. Those are haters, okay? They are disguised themselves. Oh, yeah, I love you, da-da-da. But the thing that I hear when people are not talking about me, I hear how they trying to hate on me. I don't know if you guys been a victim of straight-up hate for no reason. Yes, your boy has been on the other side of somebody's mouth talking all this garbage against me. But listen, look what I'm doing though. I'm standing, I'm strong, I'm better, and I can't worry about them people. And that's why I said, don't call me with gossip. I don't want to hear what Sister Joe and all these people do. Why? Because I got to win, and I can't be telling everybody all my business. And the more you guys learn how to shut your mouth, Keep your mouth off of other people's situations. At least you have the same situation come back around your path, come down your path. And that's critical. So when you're doing your contracts, make sure you keep it quiet. And if I was you, I would put a confidentiality clause in there. Do not tell the details of this contract. And if you do, you're subject to a penalty and it's going to be a monetary value. Okay. So make sure you always, always do that. Make sure that you keep that on point. And I want to tell you guys this one particular thing. One of the things that I've learned from doing business is that I got to have a contract. Even with people, I found out this, even with people I'm showing love to, I got to have a contract because they will take that for granted. A lot of people who you show love with, they show, you know, you showing love to, they'll take it for granted. You out there doing pictures for them. You out there doing photography and media and filming them and doing this and doing that. You got all these people going on. And listen, let me tell you something. They will take advantage of you. And you got to be careful that even with the people that you're showing love to, you got to be careful that you don't let those people take advantage of who you are and what you got going on. Okay? Make sure, you know, make sure that you do that. That's critical. That is so critical. And I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, I'm not worried about what people say about me, but I will say this much. I'm not worried about it, but I will say that I am trying to strive for perfection and be a better person every day. But every day I do business, I found out being in a different environment from the church environment I was raised in. A lot of people out here that say they love God don't really love God. Hello. A lot of people that says they a lot of people give you a lot of lip service, but they're not who they are. And that's why you got to have a contract. This is why contracts was created, because people give you lip service every single day. They're going to give you lip service every single day. And let me tell you, at the end of the day, if you're giving me lip service, I don't want to hear it anymore. I want to win. I want to win. And I want to win like never, never before. So I've given you guys multiple questions that you need to be asking yourself when you do your contracts and when your contracts are in line and when you're doing the best that you suppose, when you're being the best business person you can be. I said, number one, make sure it's in writing. I said, number two, make sure the contract stays simple. Make sure it's not jargon that you can, that you cannot read or understand. Make sure it's not in old English, as I say it. I said, number three, do you know who you're dealing with? Know the people you're dealing with before you get involved with them, because that's critical, you guys. That's critical. And then I said, what's the details? Find out what is the details of the contract. What exactly are we agreeing to? Because the devil is in the details, as they say. And let me tell you, people be sliding all kinds of stuff into the details, and you got to make sure you read everything. This goes for real estate contracts. This goes for all kinds of contracts. Actually, you can negotiate your rental contracts and all that other stuff. Then I went and said, how are you going to get paid? So I'm asking myself these questions. How am I going to get paid? When you going to pay me? You need to ask yourself these questions. When am I going to get paid? You know, I've been doing all this work for you. I need to know when I'm going to get paid. Okay. And then lastly, I said, how would you resolve the problems? Unfortunately, even the best people, even people that's married, have disputes at times. And those people that are having disputes, they oftentimes are, they're not agreeing. They're not seeing eye to eye. And unfortunately, if you don't watch it, it can come back and bite you. And then I said, keep it confidential. Stop telling everybody what you got going on, all your business. Ask yourself, is this contract confidential? Is what we doing confidential, or is it going to be for social media to analyze and Facebook to analyze? Okay. So this is the Entrepreneurship Report with award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris. Thank you guys so much for watching. I want to make at the end of the, this is the award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris. Thank you guys so much for watching and tune in. Make sure you guys go ahead and download my podcast on Audioboom, SoundCloud, Podcast, iTunes, wherever you may find it, whatever your distributing networks of media that you choose to go to. Go ahead and check your boy out. You know, we talking contracts today. So you want to go back and rewatch it. I promise you, it's always better the second time around, because some stuff you ain't even gonna get right now. It always gets better the second time around. You have been listening to the award-winning entrepreneur O.D. Harris with the Entrepreneurship Report. Thank you, guys.